Right now it is time for us to visit with our friends at Main Street Magazine. Of course, you find them throughout the tri-state region at various pickup points. It is an absolute free pickup for their actual magazine. And you can also go online, mainstreetmag.com. That is mainstreetmag.com. For more information there. And we're joined on a weekly basis by Thorin. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Can't complain. We got some bright sunshine. We had some showers yesterday, maybe a few thunderstorms today. But other than that, we're squeezing the last we can out of summer.
Oh, you betcha. Everyone seems to be doing that.
It's hard to be. You know, it's been such a weird summer where it hasn't felt like summer simply because just about 99.9% of the things we would normally do outside of going to a beach have been canceled. And even going to the beach is not like it once was this summer. So so it's nice to get the last bit out of the way. And then, of course, back to school is coming up. That's not too far. But before we get to actually what's in the magazine, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at your magazine, and I look at what we do here at the radio station, and people tend to think of magazines, newspapers, radio stations in one dimension. But actually, there's four or five different dimensions that go into putting together this radio station, which I won't go into now. But for people that don't understand, to put together what you put together once a month to keep it current, to keep it interesting, there's several different layers of people that you have that either work for you or volunteer or dedicate to you. And it goes everything from being the publisher, which is what you do, editing. You've got people that have to sell advertising, like we have to sell underwriting. Plus, you have to, and I think what you've hit on is what we hit on early on. Every show that we have here, and we have 36 different shows, believe it or not, is hosted by someone with a local connection. And I think one of the main things that makes Main Street Magazine so successful is because you do the same thing. It really truly does, no matter what people are writing about, reflect the local community.
That we started in the winter of 2012. Ashley is my sister-in-law, and I asked her to leave her job and come work for me and take a huge risk. And you know, I say this because, you know, trying to sell ads in the dead of winter, it's not the best idea. People are not so happy to see us. But the time that I spent the most on with developing the magazine was the content. And this magazine is nothing without my whole entire team. And I'm so fortunate to have so many talented writers, photographers, and folks, you know, working with me. And my whole spiel from the beginning was that it needs to be a connection locally in some form. I mean, we've had, you know, different stories that necessarily aren't happening locally, but they, you know, they're about subjects that we can all relate to. So, you know, to me, that checks that point. But, you know, my whole thing has been, you know, there's enough negative or controversial or whatever out in the world. And if you want that, you turn on the TV and watch the news. You know, I don't want that. I want to tell a good story, a local story, a positive story, and, you know, take some sort of takeaway that you feel good about. And you learn something about either a person or business or, you know, history or something from our area.
Now, when you started the magazine, I know when we started the radio station, Jill and I, and we started, the corporation was founded in 2002, 2003, but it took till like 2005, 2006 till actually we started doing some stuff. People said to us, and they didn't mean it in a cruel sort of way, another radio station, mm-hmm. People are beyond radio. People aren't into TV. People are into their handheld devices. This is even back then. And we said, well, we feel that if we staff it and we have people do things locally, and even if they talk about national issues, they do it with a local eye. And we thought that it would be successful. And over the long term, it has turned successful. A lot of people, like I said, all of our shows, except for five NPR shows, are all done with some people with local connection. Because people, no matter what age you go through, I'm sure magazines have been through this, the same thing. we're going to be the outdated media. Magazines and radio are going to be the outdated media. But we don't, because I think we keep within our borders.
The main difference, I think, is just precisely that. And when I started it, I had actually founded another publication in North Columbia County with a partner. We had separated. I was going to move my design and marketing firm to Millerton because I live, you know, close by, and Millerton's, you know, a little hub. And so I was setting up my office there and kind of, you know, reacquainting myself with the area, because I'd been here, but not, you know, wasn't really paying attention and hadn't for so long. And I was like, there isn't really a magazine that's just for this area, because our tri-corner is so unique.
Yep.
And sure, we had plenty of other publications, some beautiful publications, and, you know, some, you know, some focused on the arts, some focused on culture and everything in between. But I just felt like there was an opening, an opportunity to start something that focused specifically about, you know, this area that we live in, you know, that New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts border area, and draw, you know, a 20-mile circle around that. And, you know, that's my catchment area. But to focus inward, because, you know, as I said, there were plenty of other publications, but they covered everything from, you know, Poughkeepsie to Williamstown. And so to me, what's the value in a small to medium-sized business here, like in Sharon, to advertise and, you know, pay pretty high advertising rates in most of the other publications, but they don't want phone calls from Poughkeepsie or Albany or Williamstown, you know, because you want to oftentimes, most of the time, work within a certain region. So that was another factor for me. So I was having this conversation with my dad, and my dad's like, well, you need to start another magazine. And I was like, oh, man, I just got out of the magazine business, because it's time consuming. As you know, you have to be there in a certain time of month. It's your crunch time. And as you, you know, did my intro here, you know, I do quite a bit, and it's a lot of work putting it together. But I sat down and I kind of thought about it, and I looked around and I was like, you know what, there's a need. And I'm not taking away from, you know, the local newspapers, that, you know, like Millerton News, Lakeville Journal, because they are important to a community and they tell the news and come out weekly. I wouldn't want to come out weekly. I've told, you know, Whitney Joseph of the Millerton News and some of the fine folks at the Lakeville Journal, I don't know how you do it every week, but it's, you know, I think there's a need for all of us and a niche for all of us.
Well, there is, and that's exactly what you say. There is people never miss something until it's gone, and you've yes. never known that you don't know if you fill a vacuum until you actually fill it and find out that, son of a gun, you're right, there was a vacuum for this. So now, with that being said, we talk about, you know, you've got another issue coming up for next month. By the way, when does that issue actually hit the newsstands?
It might actually hit a Friday. I sent files last week, and it, depending on how busy my printer is, she might get it to us on Friday or next Monday.
And can you give us a little bit, a little hint on some of the stories that'll be in the next edition?
Yeah. So before COVID, we, you know, early in the or end of last year, we kind of tried to set some themes for the coming year. And normally September in the last, I think, 3 years now has been our education issue. But we try to switch things up every year and come up with some different things. So we were going to have this September be our harvest based issue, you know, kind of focus on that and some local farms and food and whatnot. So we, you know, as with so many things with due to COVID, we kind of pivoted and didn't completely drop that theme. But so, you know, we do have, I think it's three or so stories that do focus in some fashion on farming. Like, you know, for example, I forget the name now because it's been, you know, 2 weeks since I went through the story. But there's a app that was developed out of Rhinebeck, a business formed around this app where it connects local farms with local folks to, you know, buy their products and their offerings, and it's a pretty remarkable story and how technology is being brought into local farming and helping farmers, you know, get the best value for their food and for us to be able to get fresh food. And especially, you know, during times of COVID when you are afraid to go out or don't want to go out. And our real estate feature will focus on rentals and how the rental market has completely changed and kind of, if we can call it that, inflated. Because of everything and because of the demand.
It's interesting you say that. My brother Mark took over my mother's house, and he has a place in South Carolina, and he He came back here. He delayed coming back, but finally came back and then quarantined for 14 days in the house like he was supposed to do. But his daughter, who is married and lives in New York City, came up to visit him several times. And they, like a lot of people from New York, and ended up buying a house in Cornwall, which they're going to close on. I think the closing is this week or early next week. And you know, it's so funny, but what's good for some people is bad for the other. But this area needed some kind of infusion with schools, the population of schools. And in a weird way, the COVID-19 virus, with people leaving the city, coming here, finding that they can get to the city in an hour and a half, 2 hours, has caused a slight, just a slight, but it's still an uptick in school attendance in this area. And, of course, has helped the economy considerably by the selling of houses.
It's quite interesting. And, you know, like you and I, you know, we, because of our business, we talk to a lot of different people and a lot of different industries. And, you know, I have two kids and, you know, we've been dealing with the school thing and looking at options and talking to our kids' friends and, you know, parents. And the school thing is funny. You know, I have some friends who are teachers at Taconic Hills up in Craraville, and their enrollment there is through the roof. I talked to the admissions person at India Mountain. They have a huge waiting list. You know, so it's both the public and the private schools. And I know Dutchess Day School, they were able to, they had some openings because of the fact they had created extra classes because of such demand. And just people realizing that they don't need to live in the city, that they can work virtually or go to the city once a week, you know, for meetings or, you know, whatever it may be. And now with basically all the schools being virtual, at least in New York, it feels more than Connecticut. And, you know, people are just staying up here.
And that in turn leads itself to, I'll pat you on the back, to having a magazine like yours around, having a journal around, having us around. We cooperate with just about every form of media possible because we're all in this together, because we're not owned by huge multinational corporations.
No, we're
all locally based, and we want to see our local area survive and increase. So the new edition possibly out by Friday, but if not by Friday, probably early next week, right?
Yeah, and as I said before, it takes us a couple of days to get it out everywhere. So, you know, our office is obviously in Millerton, and that's kind of where we start out from. But, you know, if let's say we get it Friday, probably by Monday or Tuesday next week, we'll have it to our entire distribution area. It just kind of depends which routes Griffin and Libby take. But they're pretty quick, and especially if the weather cooperates, because that's another thing, weather does affect our deliveries. We get it out pretty quickly.
Well, once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web, and it'll be throughout the area once again. And when we speak next week, we'll go through some of the stories, Thorin. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Sounds terrific.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thorin Christenbauer from Main Street Magazine, Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio.